Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. Right now, we're in a very interesting spot in the market where it's almost towards the end of April. In the Northeast, there's a major seasonal flow here. So there's a lot of time left in the year. You still got, you're in, eight months left, somewhere around there. But at the same time, more time has passed than you realize. So when you look at where your business is going, really there's three options, right? You're either ahead, you're behind, or you're on pace. That's it. There's nothing else. And if you're ahead, awesome. Don't let up. Don't take your foot off the gas, because once you lose momentum, it's very difficult to get momentum back. We see that happen all the time in sports. We see it happen all the time with other people where they get that, hey, I'm kicking butt. I'm going to ease up just a little bit, and those five extra calls, those couple extra hours, they were actually the difference maker. They were that tipping point in your business. So don't stop doing what you're doing if you're ahead or on pace. Now, if you're behind, well, that's where you've got to sit down and really get focused on what's working, what's not, and your highest and best use of time. And hopefully you've already done this exercise before now. But if you haven't, then you really want to get yourself in a spot where you're understanding, okay, I've got to make some adjustments. I've got to take like a super fluid IV of things that need to happen here in order for me to get to where I want to go. And really, it's probably a matter of prioritization and focusing on your highest and best use of time. So, you know, there's, when you look at that, there's really three ways you can increase profit in a real estate organization. You can raise your per-person productivity, you can work on more profitable lead pillars, or bring on more people. I'm going to take number three out of it for right now, because there's a training component to that, and if you don't have the systems in place, that can suck up the time from raising your productivity and increasing company dollar. So what that really boils down to is, what is your highest and best use of time? What is your lead pillar that makes you the most money? And when you focus on that and you understand, hey, by doing this, I have a more profitable transaction, and you've diagnosed this, then you have the ability to give yourself a prescription to get your business back to where you want to go. And you know, there's going to be some challenges, right? You're going to get pulled in the whirlwind constantly, especially in this time of year. So once you've sat down and actually analyzed your business, time block what's going to be important and don't deviate from it. Because there's going to be a million, you know, coaches and gurus and all these folks out there telling you to do all these different things. I would imagine you're not getting up at 5 a.m. if you're not clear on what's the highest and best use of your time in your business. And once you can get clear on that, if you're tracking, hey, here's where I'm getting listings from, here's the lead source that's working. If you're doing all those things, it's going to make your life a heck of a lot easier to get the results where you want them to by the end of the year. But again, don't fall into the trap. Well, it's, you know, it's still early. We're, you know, into you know, 4 full months of the year, and really, it's a little more than that, because we know anything you close in December isn't going to necessarily, or anything you pen in December isn't necessarily going to close. So take that superfluid IV, get serious on what you're doing, so you can understand how to get the results you want when the calendar turns. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.